Now, verse 2. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Now, a great many even Christians today spend their money, even in so-called Christian enterprises. But it doesn't feed anybody. It's not bread. I rather like the expression today that some of these hippie groups call money bread. Well, the Word of God is bread too, my friend. And there are a lot of Christians put money in that which is not bread, but they think it is. Be well for you to investigate where you're putting your money. Maybe you're just buying up a bunch of sawdust. It won't satisfy your heart and your life. You won't find it in the pleasures of this world either, and you won't find it even in money today. Jay Gould, he had plenty of money, but when he was dying, he said, "I suppose I'm the most miserable devil on earth." And Lord Byron, who had, I think, everything this life could offer, fame, genius, money, and all kinds of pleasures. And he wrote, "The worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone." What a picture, may I say to you. Why don't you get to the table where you can get some good bread and milk and wine and water? I tell you, that's where we all need to be today. Now, verse 3, "Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Now, God was merciful to David, and he will be merciful to you and me today. I had a fellow, I'd heard him speak down in Pershing Square years ago, deriding and ridiculing the Bible. I saw him in church one Sunday evening when I was pastor in downtown Los Angeles. After service, he came up to me, and they always feign this humble approach. You know, he says, "Preacher, I have a question to ask you. Why did God choose a man like David?" And when he said that, he leered. You knew exactly what the old rascal was thinking. I said, "I'll tell you why God chose a man like David. So that you and I would be able to come to him. Because if God will take David, he might take you. And he might take me." And I said, "That's the reason. The sure mercies of David. How wonderful they are." Now, he says in verse 4, "Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people." And the Lord Jesus is called the true witness for us today. And verse 5, "Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not." And at that time, you know, Isaiah, he didn't know about the United States at all. There's some that think that he did, but actually he didn't.